Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 29, 2009. Israel conducts an arrest campaign targeting Palestinians in Jerusalem's Old City and allows aid trucks to enter Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Monday night and early Tuesday morning, at least 50 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli police at various locations throughout East Jerusalem. The Israeli police claimed those arrested were involved either as organizers or participants in the clashes that took place on Sunday. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Sunday after a group of settlers, aided by the police, tried to enter and take over the second holiest place for Muslims worldwide. On Monday, the Israeli police enforced a complete lockdown in Jerusalem's Old City in response to Sunday clashes. Local sources said that the arrests took place inside the Old City and the surrounding Palestinian neighborhoods. Right-wing Jewish groups claim Al-Aqsa Mosque is built on top of King Solomon Temple ruins and they want to demolish the mosque to rebuild the temple once again. In other news on Tuesday, the Israeli military allowed 90 trucks loaded with supplies to enter the besieged Gaza Strip. The trucks contained food, medical supplies, and EU-funded industrial fuel needed to operate Gaza's only power plant. Sources in Gaza reported that trucks were delayed for a day at the borders while Israel celebrated the Jewish holidays. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.